This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you've been following me for days now, you know that I believe the country has gone mad. Everything's about transsexuals, transgenders. Everything's about changing your sexual identity. It's insanity. So it won't surprise you to hear the HHS secretary, meaning the Homeland Security secretary, confirms the tax funding for child gender alteration, otherwise known as child gender mutilation. This is insanity. Last week, the Biden administration announced new taxpayer-funded and federal government-wide transgender affirmation initiatives. The Office of the Assistant Secretary of Health has developed a resource to inform parents and guardians, educators, and other persons supporting children and adolescents with information on what is gender-affirming care and why it's important to transgender, non-binary, and other gender-expansive young people's well-beings. Did you hear me go on a rant a few days ago? What the hell does gender neutral and non-binary and pansexual? Where are they coming up with these stupid names? This is idiotic. This is insanity. And now here's another one. What does gender expansive mean? Once again, are you saying that people are like frogs? You know, frogs can change from male to female at a moment's notice. That's what these psychotic whack jobs think they can do. That must be what gender expansive means. I've expanded beyond being a man to being a woman. And by the way, I think I should have gotten in on this. I should have cashed in on this. Anything that I can do, any sport, any position I could play that I'm not good enough to make the pros, I should just make believe I identify as a woman, and I'd be the greatest player going. Right? I'm 60 years old. I'm sure I could win some matches in women's tennis right now as a 60-year-old woman. I'm sure I could, you know, at least hit a couple layups and a couple of threes as a 60-year-old woman in the WNBA. I don't think I could do that in the NBA. I think they'd reject me and block my shot. I don't think I could do that in male tennis. I think they'd hit 140-mile-an-hour serve, and I'd be like, whoa, how'd that go by me? But in women's tennis, I think I could return a shot and hit it right by the woman. So I should just make believe I identify as a woman and start playing in Wimbledon, start playing in the WNBA. And they'll all hail me as a hero. Listen, the ESPN will feature me at the ESPYs. I'm a hero because I'm a 60-year-old man winning at women's sports. I will be America's new sweetheart, like Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner was America's sweetheart. He really was America's sweetheart. We just didn't know. It's all so ridiculous. It's all so insane. And the fact that there are people so mixed up, they don't know if they're a man or a woman, and that you would allow a child to make a decision to mutilate themselves that they can never go back on for the rest of their lives at an early age is sick. It is mentally ill. Here's an exchange with Republican Congressman Lauren Boebert on Capitol Hill Wednesday with HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra. Express support for taxpayer-funded gender alterations. Boebert asked, in this gender-affirming care, Mr. Secretary, have there been tax dollars put forward to fund mastectomies, metonymies, I don't know what that is, hysterectomies for sex reassignment purposes for minors with gender dysphoria? And Becerra says, well, Americans are entitled to receive health care services. They're entitled to receive any of the case you just mentioned. Boebert also pressed Becerra on his department's use of the term birthing people and taxpayer funding for puberty-blocking hormones. So there's no such thing as a woman giving birth anymore. It's you're a pregnant mom. You're a birthing person because, of course, in their sick, mentally disturbed minds, men can give birth to babies. Oh, my God. It's all insanity. It's just absolute insanity. And that could be why new data is out, and Americans want Trump back, including a whopping 1 in 5 Democrats. The extraordinary new numbers from a Rasmussen poll place Trump in a commanding position. New data shows 42% of Americans want Trump back in office in 2024. The number is 14 points higher than those who want Biden back. Another 27% said they would prefer someone else. Asked if the Joe Biden presidency has been good or bad for the success of the United States, 52% said bad, just 34% good. Can you imagine what nitwits the 34% are? 11% said Biden's presidency has not made much of a difference to America's long-term fortunes. 66% of Republicans said they wanted Trump back. Just 57% of Democrats said they wanted Biden back in 2024, with almost double the number of Democrats, 19%, picking Trump over Republicans who chose Biden. The news comes as the Washington Post published a new interview with former President Trump from his home at Mar-a-Lago. He asked about gas prices. Trump remarked, now it's a hard situation. What they should do is lower the price of oil because you need money to fight wars. At $150 a barrel and going up, it's going to be numbers that nobody's ever seen. It's already the highest in history. The first thing they should do is lower the price of oil by using the liquid gold we have underneath our feet. He asked about the 2024 competitors. Trump said, if I ran, I can't imagine they'd want to run. Some out of loyalty would have a hard time running. I think most of these people, almost every name you mention, is there because of me. In some cases, because I backed them and endorsed them. You know, Ron was at 3% on the day I endorsed him, and he won the race. He's talking about Ron DeSantis. And it's not in this article, but I saw another article today at UK Daily Mail that said in that interview, Trump actually said, yes, I'd like to run in 2024, but it depends on my health. If I'm not healthy, I can't run. I've got to be healthy. That's exactly what I've had the balls to say on this show for months now, even though I'm a huge fan and friend of President Trump, and he likes me and sees me at Mar-a-Lago and says, Wayne Root, I love you. I think you're great. Even though I don't want to hurt his feelings, I've said again and again, he's 75 years old, and when he runs, he'll be 78, and quickly he'll be an 80-year-old man in the presidency. And I say, whenever anyone asks me, is he running, I say, yes, assuming he's healthy. But the average age of death of males in the United States is, I think it's either 77 or 78, and he's going to be 78 on the day he runs, or on the day he wins. So there's no question you have to worry about the health issue. 3 years is a lifetime. Who knows? So I tell everyone, yes, he's absolutely going to run, assuming he's healthy. I've said that again and again. Well, he just said that, so he's being honest. By the way, the sponsor of this entire hour is our new advertiser, SteelsAndDealsLV.com, standing for Las Vegas, LV, Las Vegas. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. And it's blown up huge for Vegas consumers, but soon it'll blow up all over the country, and he's offering shipping nationwide right now on my show. It's called Steals and Deals LV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. It's like stealing. You'll get the best price for any product, some examples, TVs, furniture for your home, for your office, for your patio, microwave ovens, refrigerators, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, wheelchairs. They've got it all. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. So, what a great idea for the consumers of Vegas, and now they ship nationwide. Call them up and check them out. Call them at 725-260-3337, 725-260-3337, or go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. If you live in Vegas, you're very lucky because their warehouse is here, and you can just go to their warehouse and pick up your products anytime, SteelsAndDealsLV.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I see that the Frankenstein Omicron subvariant XE, it's a Frankenstein-style new Omicron subvariant, is spreading in the UK, and some experts fear the mutation may be the most contagious form yet of COVID-19. And so I think it's perfect timing. Perfect. They timed it exactly. So it'll come to America right before the election. You'll see this either early summer, midsummer, late summer, and then it'll be with us the whole fall, and they will make up every excuse in the world why no one can go to the polls. They have to do mail-in ballots with no voter ID and with no signature matching and with ballot harvesting, and they'll try and steal another election because they're going to get killed in November if they don't do something drastic. This is the drastic. It's the same bullspit. It's the same BS. Same bullsh. You know what? It's ridiculous. I don't care if 1,000 variants come. Okay? They're a cold. It's a cold or a moderate flu or a mild flu, or it's a flu that you don't even feel the symptoms, you don't even know you have it. And by the way, the reason they kept saying so many people had COVID but didn't even know it and didn't have any symptoms is maybe because they didn't have it, but they tested positive, because we've now proven that the tests were all false. The tests were faulty. The tests were fraudulent. The tests were a failure. So just because you tested positive does not mean that you had COVID. But meanwhile, guess who tested positive for COVID today? Nancy Pelosi. And Susan Collins, Republican liberal U.S. Senator that voted for the pedophile lover Ketanji Jackson for Supreme Court nominee. Thank you, Susan. She also tested positive today for COVID. So Susan Collins is triple vaccinated. She has COVID. Nancy Pelosi, I guarantee you, is triple vaccinated. She has COVID. And all of them are too ignorant to understand that's why they got COVID. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court. If you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer, call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wayne Allyn Root. We've got a new advertiser I'm unveiling today. He's a member of a person running for Congress as a Republican. And he says his name is Kyle LeBrew, running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. And Kyle is a huge fan of Wayne Allyn Root and the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And he says, we don't just need Republicans in Congress. Stop saying we need to elect more Republicans. It's not true. We need Republicans who are fighters. If they're not going to be fighters, we don't need them. Kyle says we need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Kyle LeBrew is an entrepreneur, an America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. He's a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. This guy's great. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we're already taxed too much. This guy's a Wayne Root. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit his website, kylelebrew.com. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, Kyle LeBrew, to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. So thank you, Kyle, for becoming an advertiser on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. He's advertising nationwide, but he's also reaching many, many, many stations in Missouri, including many in his congressional district through USA Radio Network and Talk Media Network. And we're glad to have him on board. It's fantastic. And he'll have Wayne Root's help. I'm planning to go down there and campaign for him. So he made a smart move, I think, to get Wayne Root motivated and get me involved. Woke LA County bans all official travel to Florida and Texas, claiming recent policies there are anti-LGBTQ and designed to encourage harassment and suffering. So explain to me, first of all, you know, I've said before on this show, I believe in secession. That word scares people, so I'll call it divorce. It's time for America to have a divorce. Mommy and Daddy are going to pick up a knife and a fork, and they're going to take each other's eyes out. They're going to murder each other on the kitchen table in front of the kids. So you're better off separating. Mommy and Daddy need to separate. We need a divorce. I'll call it divorce, but it's a secession. We need Republican red states to separate from Democrat blue states. We cannot live together anymore. And California is accelerating that process. Don't think what I'm saying is radical, because California is already doing it by saying that none of their employees, they're all banned from traveling to Florida and Texas because of the Don't Say Gay bills. You know, this is madness and insanity, but I'm glad that liberals agree with me. Maybe we'll finally get the divorce that we so badly need. Because I can't live with any of the ideas of California, and California can't live with any of the ideas of Texas or Florida. So we have a stalemate, and it's time for all of us to go our separate ways. But this idea that it's causing gays pain, harassment, and suffering is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. What does being gay or lesbian have to do with not preaching and grooming kids to be gay, to be lesbian, to be transgender, and to change their sexual identity from kindergarten to third grade? What, by banning that in the classroom, that's giving gays pain? That's encouraging harassment and suffering? And that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And that's why we're going to put Disney out of business. We're going to just destroy Disney. Again, when I use the word kill, it has nothing to do with ever hurting someone physically. But it has to do with killing their business. We're going to kill Disney's business. Because they had no right as a company to come out when they're a company that serves families, Christian families, nice American families at morality. And to come out and say, don't say gay in Florida, is so terrible, and we're going to fight it. We're going to spend any amount of money we can to fight it. Folks, I've never been anti-gay in my life, but I'll tell you what, I'm sure anti any sort of gay brainwashing in the classroom for kindergartners to third graders. That's the most reasonable law I've ever heard. As I said yesterday, that bill should be extended to all 50 states. That law should be extended to all 50 states, and it should also be extended to sixth grade. Kindergarten at the minimum, kindergarten to sixth grade. If you separate church and state, then you should be separating sex and state, or transgender and state, or sexual identity and state, or Satan and state. Let's separate Satan and state. We do not, if you can't preach God in a classroom, which is only positive, how do you allow a teacher to preach transgender and changing your gender identity in a classroom? Separate sex and state.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. Tiger Woods is done with his first round at the Masters Tournament at Augusta National. He was by far the biggest draw of the day and finished with a 1-under par, 71. He's playing this year after suffering injuries in a serious car crash last year. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow rising by 87 points to close at 35,583. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, we're on Unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Headed to Florida on Sunday. So I won't be here on Monday and Tuesday. I'll miss 2 days. Lee Elsie will be pinch-hitting, guest hosting for me. Lee Elsie on Monday and Tuesday from 3 to 6 West Coast time, 6 to 9 East. Headed to Florida again. Just got back from my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago, where I spent a lot of time with President Trump, and now heading back to Florida for a long-planned speech in front of Club 45. Thousands of people belong to Club 45. About 2,000 attend every event. And they hired me to give the speech in April, you know, about what I believe in and why I'm a Trump fan and what I think about the economy and the country. And all of a sudden, President Trump found out about it, and he said, Wayne Root is speaking? Well, I love Wayne. I want to join. Can I come that night? And they said, sure. And now it's President Trump and Wayne Root on the stage together. Nobody else, just Trump and Wayne. It was supposed to be a Wayne Root event. Now it's a Donald Trump-Wayne Root event sharing the stage with the President of the United States. I'm greatly honored. And I still don't even have any idea what he's planning, but I think he'll open and introduce me, and then it's my event. So what an incredible evening that should be for all the Trump fans down in Palm Beach, Florida. Over 2,000 of them sold out in 20 minutes online. 20 minutes. Wayne Root, President Trump event. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. Then we'll get to our great guest, Niger Innes, a great African-American Republican conservative, and I think there's going to be a lot more of them in the future, and I'm writing a commentary about that, by the way. But Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Gold and silver are, throughout the history of time, doesn't mean past performance automatically, you know, indicates future performance, but throughout thousands of years, when there's massive inflation, gold and silver help you, if not make money, certainly stay close to even or stay even, whereas the dollar, you know, and other fiat money currencies go to zero, you know. So you keep your money in dollars and you got nothing. Like in Nazi Germany when they had massive inflation with the Weimar Republic, or that was right before Nazi Germany, the Weimar Republic, you know, you needed a wheelbarrow of German notes to buy a loaf of bread. A wheelbarrow of notes to buy, you know, their version of a dollar, to buy a loaf of bread. So the dollar could go down dramatically, could be worth nothing, or certainly very little, and yet you could have gold and silver, and that might hold its value or appreciate. So you want, everyone should consider buying some gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins. And the official precious metals dealer of this show is Tangible Investments, and they guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, toll-free 800-300-8441. They have 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belts. And if you mention the name Wayne Allyn Root, you're guaranteed the best prices in the country, literally, best, lowest price in the country, and the best customer service, 800-300-8441, Tangible Investments, mention Wayne Allyn Root. So we've got Niger Innes with us, a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Niger Innes, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Great to be on with you, as always, my friend.
Yeah, and I mentioned I'm about to write a column about, you know, this is the gist of my column, and I want to get your take on this. Look, for whatever reason, almost every white middle-class person in America is a supporter of Trump. They're all going to vote for Trump. So he doesn't need to keep going to stadiums filled, you know, in white areas filled with white people who love him and will always love him. He's got them. To win elections and lock down America forevermore for the Republican Party, all he has to do for the next 3 years is plan event after event in black inner city stadiums and invite minorities to come. And they'll never, ever hear anything about Trump from the mainstream media. This will be his chance to speak to an audience in each city of 50, 60,000 black people and minorities, Latinos, and tell them how he will change their lives like he did as president when it was the lowest black and Latino unemployment. That's what he ought to be doing from now on, and I'm going to give him that advice. I'm going to write that commentary. I'm going to give him the speech directly, that he needs to go to black audiences directly in black majority cities and make the case for why they've got nothing to lose. He should be their guy. And I think he does that, him and the GOP, get the black vote at numbers nobody ever imagined.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's why we're friends, because you are an incredibly outside of the box creative thinker, and that is not only it's provocative, but it, you know, the provocative provocative is not the key point. The key point is it's creative. And the beautiful thing about President Trump when he ran in 2016 and how he was president during his 4 years was the fact that he couldn't always predict what he was going to do, you know, and he was an outside the box kind of candidate, a different kind of Republican candidate. And then when he came into power and truly executed the Republican agenda in ways that a lot of other Republicans were not able to do. But I think that's a very, very intriguing idea. I think it would shock the bejesus. his opponents, and I think, you know, considering what he did for the African American community, for minorities, you know, the whole COVID situation has given Black Americans, African Americans, Hispanics, Asian Americans, white Americans, given a lot of folk a huge wake up call as to the problem with the, let's call it, like, you know, for lack of a better term, for most of the legacy media, you know, and I think that now people are woken up. Excuse the pun.
Yeah, not woke. We don't want them to be woke. Woken up.
Woke, but they have awoken, if you will. They
have awakened. How about that? They have awakened. We'll use a different term. They've awakened.
They've awakened.
I don't like woke. I don't like words that even have woke in them, but. But I just think, you know, it's Ty Cobb. Wasn't he the one, or was it Tris Speaker, who said, a great baseball player said, hit them where they ain't? Or was it Wee Willie Keeler, I think, is the one who said, hit them where they ain't? That's the whole key to baseball, right? Well, you've already got the white vote. We don't need 20,000-person rallies with white people. We need you to get the message directly to the Black community and the Latino community. And by the way, he is starting to really make inroads with the Latino community, big time. Latest polls show 50-50 Latinos, and it's because women are all Democrats, Latino women, and Latino men are all Republicans, it looks like, which shocked the hell out of me. Latino men were like 70% for Trump, but Latino women were 70% for the Democrat Party. But together, it's 50-50.
Yeah,
so the numbers are coming together.
No Republican president going back to Dick Nixon has done as well with Black men as President Trump did in 2016, and I would argue 2020. I'm sure those the others that would want to try to push back with some creative numbers, but nevertheless, I feel confident that he did extraordinarily well with the Black male vote and Black women. Even he improved with Black women in 2020. So the stage is set for of President Trump to go to the Black community and preach the gospel of what he got accomplished for the African American community, for the Hispanic community. I mean, the thing is, he was consistent. One of my memories, and you probably remember this, Wayne, was back in 2016 when he was running. He was down in Mississippi with a white audience talking about things he was going to do for the African American community.
Right.
So to me, I was like, "Whoa, this is definitely a different kind of campaign that's being waged." You know,
what if he told the Black community, "I want you to show up. I want this to be an all Black audience, 20,000 Black Americans, and I'm going to tell you what I'll do, and I'm going to tell you what Democrats have not done for you." Oh, he would change minds. This would be unbelievable. So
it would be a very celebrated endeavor. And the thing is, I think the Black community would come out, the Hispanics would come out as well. Others would come out to listen and to get engaged, and of course the other side would come out too to try to throw banana peels in the way. But that's okay; doesn't matter, you know.
The other side's head would explode. That's what I like best about it. I like making liberals' heads explode.
And you know, Wayne, one of the issues that is critical here in Nevada is the issue of education. You know, I had the honor of being a guest of Senator Kerry Buck and Regent Byron Brooks, who's doing extraordinary work. They're both doing extraordinary work in the field of education. And
in Nevada.
Panel.
Here in Nevada.
Remember,
this show is national, so I'm just giving a little context for someone who's listening.
Sorry,
someone who's listening in Florida or Alaska or wherever.
No, this is in Southern Nevada, Clark County, Las Vegas, okay? Let me put it another way. Deep blue territory, okay? And, you know, this, we had an extraordinary, panel with, Dan Stewart, a longtime education activist, Valerie Gurr, who's the American Federation for Children, Aaron Phillips, who was outstanding, power to parent, rather, and myself, and it was a wonderful gathering. They had a few hundred people there, but what was really interesting about it, I mean, the audience, I mean, the room was huge.
Where was it? Where was it?
It was at the IPEC Center.
I don't even know it.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Beautiful. Right on Bermuda, right below the airport.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. It was beautiful, beautiful facility. I mean, and they treated us so well. We were, first of all, the entire...
Well, Niger, here's the problem. The music's on and we're going off. You only have one segment today. Is that right? You can't do another segment?
You know...
Could you even stay for, like, just a quick... Just give us...
It's your call, brother.
Yeah, just stay. Just stay to give us a quick idea of what you learned at this education summit, because I think people need to hear this. So don't go anywhere, and I'll just keep you for that one question, and then you can run, okay?
Good.
All right, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. When we get back, he wants to discuss the importance of education, what he learned at an education conference last night. Let's go for it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Suns of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne Alaroo, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. We got Nigel Innes with us. He's on fire as well. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality Corps. Nigel attended an education conference last night in Las Vegas and wanted to tell us some of the highlights that he heard at that conference. The whole thing seemed to really get him excited, and I want to hear why he's so excited. So what was the news you heard last night?
Well,
what was
a couple of things, but one I want to tell you is that the audience stayed for 3 hours for this conference because it was so educational. In fact, I found myself on the podium and I had to get off the podium because I wanted to pay attention to the slide presentation that Senator Buck made, which was extraordinary. And it was the amount. What I learned so many different things, but let me just focus on one thing in particular. And don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to speak simply. And I would love to follow up with you, Wayne, at a later point, which is that every ethnic group is fleeing the Clark County School District, okay? Asian Americans, Hispanics, whites are fleeing and taking advantage by whatever means necessary of alternatives to the Clark County School District public schools. The one community that is not is the African American community. And I know, Wayne, that they want educational excellence. They don't want equity. They don't want something called equity, if you will, and it translates to nothing more than miseducating or feeding our kids propaganda. So that is something that I knew things were bad. I had no idea it was this bad.
I'll tell you what, I keep looking at a site called networkinvegas.com. I believe that's what it is. And all it is video after video that people sneak out of the school system in Clark County of people punching each other and beating each other and kicking each other and like 20-on-20 fights. It looks like it's just every man and every boy and girl for themselves in the Vegas school system. There are so many fights, so many guns, so many knives, and so many punches. It reminds me of when I went to school back in Mount Vernon High School, Mount Vernon, New York.
Yeah.
That's how bad Mount Vernon High School was, Mount Vernon Middle School. It's bad. Las Vegas school system is bad.
And right now, as it stands right now, is all of our communities, but I have a particular focus because, again, like I said, I was shocked that every ethnic group is leaving the Clark County School District except for one ethnic group, which is African Americans. And I know, having talked with African Americans all across this country, but right here in my home of Nevada, that they want educational excellence. They want to be able to get their children to get a skill. They don't want their kids to get in fights. They want their kids to succeed, you know. And
everybody does, Niger. Who doesn't? What parent does not want their kid, right? I mean, everybody. It's not fair. It ruins your kid's entire life and all their opportunities if they go to a lousy school. So, I mean, black people have got to want the same things as white people, Hispanic people, Jewish people, Christian people, Muslim people. Everybody's got to want opportunity for their kids. But as you said, opportunity is not the same thing as equity. This social justice equity nonsense means you're just going to teach the kids all day long that they're oppressed. That's not going to get them anywhere in life.
What they need is education freedom. That's what they need, you know. And
they need vouchers, right?
They need, you know. I'm almost as much an anti-communist as you are, Wade. I think it's neck and neck, photo finish. But Mao said one thing right, which was let all flowers bloom. That's what we need to do when it comes to education, and we need education freedom. Education freedom, so that they, you know, let my people go.
let my people go, and have
choices and exercise those choices.
I'm with you. All right, I know you had to leave, so you wanted to bounce, my man. Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. Always appreciate you coming on. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Bye-bye.
All right, Niger Innes, great guy. I want to get to this invasion of America in the couple of minutes I have left in this segment. Yeah, I do have 2 minutes. Isn't that funny? And I said in a couple of minutes I have left, and Chris is in my ear going, two minutes, exactly. Ex-Trump officials urge Texas Governor Abbott to declare migrant invasion. Former Trump administration officials have urged Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, to declare an invasion along the southern border and give thousands of state troopers and National Guard members increased authority to deny migrants entry. I think what he ought to do, by the way, you know, he's talking about busing every one of these new illegals that comes in. Because of May 23rd, they're getting rid of this. They're eliminating Title 42. And that's going to let everybody into the country. And I think what he ought to do is make sure not only that he buses them all to, you know, to like Delaware, like DeSantis said, and to Washington, D.C., like Abbott said, like I said, to the richest cities in America, bus them to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard and the Hamptons and see what the liberals say. But also, what the point of having the National Guard is to guard the state line and block them on the way back. Because I believe Biden said today, if you do that, we'll just send them all back. Well, you can't send them back. Maybe you could send them back to a liberal state, but as they drive back from Washington, D.C. in the bus with police escort to Texas, you're going to meet them at the Texas state line with the National Guard, and you're not going to let them in. They cannot be let in. So they will not come back to Texas. That's the point of the National Guard. We have states' rights in the United States of America. Our brilliant founding fathers understood the value of states' rights. The federal government can't shove illegals down your throat by the hundreds of thousands. Use the National Guard to keep them out, to bus them to D.C. or wherever you're going to bus them, and then to prevent them from ever coming back. That's the point of the National Guard. At gunpoint, guard your borders. I'll be back. Hour number three, upcoming.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.